This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel releases more plans on its Rafah strategy, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare a plan to evacuate civilians from Rafah ahead of an expected Israeli invasion of the densely populated southern Gaza city. The announcement comes after heavy international criticism, including from the US, of Israeli intentions to move ground forces into the city. Rafah borders Egypt and is now home to hundreds of thousands of people living in sprawling tent camps after fleeing fighting elsewhere in Gaza. Israel says that after more than 4 months of war, Rafah's the last remaining Hamas stronghold in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Arab Emirates said it succeeded in mediating the release of 100 Russian prisoners of war in exchange for 100 war prisoners from the Ukrainian side. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
Russia's defense ministry, Ukrainian President Zelensky, and the Ukrainian body overseeing the exchange noted the UAE's humanitarian mediation. The UAE's foreign ministry said it's the third mediation effort between Russia and Ukraine this year, adding that it is calling for diplomacy, dialogue and de-escalation, Emirates news agency reported. Russia's defense ministry said returning soldiers would undergo medical examinations in Moscow, while Ukraine's coordinating committee said 28 of the returning servicemen were injured or ill. It said 84 had taken part in the defense in Mariupol, with the others serving in other parts of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, partly occupied by Russian forces. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry's Intelligence Directorate's head, Kirill Budanov, told reporters that 3,135 Ukrainian war prisoners had now been brought home.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com.